Delegates in Thailand are scheduled to decide tomorrow whether to increase protections for polar bears under an international treaty that regulates trade of endangered species. The United States is proposing to upgrade the polar bear listing to the highest level of protections under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. If it passes, it will ban international commercial trade of polar bear fur and other parts. Bruce Woods is a spokesman for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska.
Trade in polar bears is still relatively high, and trades in the skins has actually increased in recent years. And we believe that the current level of trade could have a detrimental impact on the status of the species, because trade, in particular commercial trade, compounds the threat to the species that's posed by habitat loss.
But the world's leading group of polar bear experts is recommending against increased protections for the bears under the CITES treaty. The Polar Bear Specialist Group of the International Union for the Conservation of Nature says the listing, called Appendix 1, isn't likely to help conserve polar bears. Ian Sterling is an adjunct professor from the University of Alberta and a member of the Polar Bear Specialist Group. He doesn't think the listing will do much to curb illegal hunting of polar bears, which is mostly happening in Russia.
If you look at what's happening with African elephant ivory, it's had a ban on it for some time, and there was an article in the paper this morning here in Edmonton on the extensive illegal sale of African ivory all over the place from various internet sites. So it seems to me that if there's money to be made on it, that whoever's doing it illegally in Russia is probably going to find outlets. So it seems to me that a ban would not really make it difficult for people who are already operating fairly well-organized fashion illegally.
We've already sort of answered this question, certainly, but it just seems kind of counterintuitive at first glance, I think, to people. Why did the Polar Bear Specialist Group recommend not uplisting the polar bear under CITES?
Because we didn't think that the uplisting or that international trade, we didn't feel was the most significant thing affecting the long-term survival of polar bears. The big issue, the elephant in the room, so to speak, is climate warming. And that's the thing we really need to address in terms of the bears. And that short-term fix for 2 or 3 or 5 years or whatever relative to international trade would probably do more harm than good in overall, or maybe not in Russia, but in a lot of other countries where there is important cultural and economic benefit to local people, to indigenous people in Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. You would make that more difficult and essentially be maybe tarring them with suggesting that they're really not doing things in a reasonable fashion, which basically they are. It's not really based on science. It's based far more on an anti-hunting emotion, just generally, I think.
So you're suggesting that an Appendix 1 listing could actually have a negative impact on polar bears?
In some countries, that's possible. We don't know for sure, but for example, in Canada and in Greenland, I'm not sure exactly what the situation in Alaska is, but it's probably similar. The number of problem bears coming into settlements, certainly in Canada, has greatly increased. Some of that is as a consequence of climate warming. But right at the moment, because bears have some value and are traded both nationally and internationally and have a value locally, it means that people spend a great deal of effort trying to chase problem bears out of town and help them survive so that ostensibly down the road they're helping to maintain the population so they can have a sustainable harvest. I think there will be a backlash and a lot of anger from native people in some of these countries to a CITES 1 listing that removes some options from them will create a situation where polar bears are viewed as less, quotation marks, valuable for themselves, although the internal and subsistence and traditional use will continue. And it's quite likely that that people may just be angry, and any bear that shows up in town is thought to be threatening is simply going to be killed outright. And that has the potential of in fact, ending up killing more bears than are being killed under a quota-driven system.
Ian Sterling is a member of the Polar Bear Specialist Group under the International Union for the Conservation of Nature.